7. Barometric pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. One of the matters, or rather critiques, that have been laid against the followers of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, or the Shia in general, is that, you know, it is a sect that has been created, it is not academic, and all sorts of other, you know, insults that have been thrown at the school of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, that they have nothing, there is just, it's more like a cult. It is not, it's anything to do with Islam. And obviously, when these accusations and these insults were thrown, the scholars, the great scholars of Islam, the great scholars of the Madhab and the Shi'i school of thought, the followers of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, took it upon themselves to answer these particular critiques, accusations, and, you know, there's nothing else to say than these insults by those who were ignorant of the school of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. And one of those scholars will be mentioned today. And the scholar who we will mention, and one of his books that we will mention, was a person who personally took it upon himself to answer these, you know, accusations. And he showed, yes, there may be some exaggeration in what he writes, but he shows that, you know, the Shia and the school of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam is not only full of writings of scholars, of academia, of the promotion of knowledge and ilm, but they were at the forefront of it. The students of the imams themselves. It don't say that the school of Ahlul Bayt has nothing. No, the school of Ahlul Bayt has more than can be counted. So inshallah, in our next segment, the book and the author of this will be introduced to our dear listeners. So please stay tuned.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. As we mentioned in our previous segment, that, you know, the school of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, the school of the followers of the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has had many an accusation thrown at it. And one of it is that it has nothing. What has it produced? It is a cult than more than anything else. So one of those scholars who took it upon himself to answer this particular accusation and insult that had been thrown at the school of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam is the great Sayyid, the great scholar, Sayyid Hassan al-Sadr, rahmatullah alayh. Sayyid Hassan al-Sadr has two important books on this issue. One is the one that we will be introducing today, and the one that has been translated into English, obviously. The other one, I am not sure if it has been translated into English or not. So this book that is, whose title has been translated as The Shia and Islamic Disciplines, it is a translation of the original Arabic, that is Al-Shia wal-Funun al-Islam. This is the original title of the Arabic book, again, Sayyid Hassan al-Sadr. And it was translated by Brother Umar Kumo, and published by the World Ahlul Bayt, or the Ahlul Bayt World Assembly, and published in the year 2012 in the city of Qom in the Islamic Republic of Iran. So a little bit about the author. So the author, Sayyid Hassan al-Sadr, was born in Qadhimiyyah. The Sadr family, majority of them were from Qadhimiyyah, which can be considered to be Baghdad in current-day Iraq. But he's more famously known for his studies in Najaf, and the teachings of fiqh and usul that he produced in Najaf, and more importantly, these books that he wrote, to show that the school of Ahlul Bayt is not only rich in terms of scholars, in terms of writings, in terms of producing knowledge, but they were at the forefront of it. And this book, for example, he aims to show that even in the Islamic disciplines, for example, hadith, for example, fiqh, or jurisprudence. For example, the principles of jurisprudence or usul, and so on and so forth. These Shia scholars were at the forefront of these principles, or rather these disciplines. And he shows with examples and the scholars who wrote and the methodology that they use about it. And inshallah, we will read for the benefit of our dear listeners a part of this book, as we always do, on this particular subject, or from the particular book itself. So anyway, we will just read a small portion of this book from the preface written by the author himself, where he says that I will close this preface with a word of gratitude to the Honorable Brother Al-Murtada Al-Ridawi, the director of Al-Najjah Bookshop in Najaf, Republic of Iraq. So obviously the book was written in Iraq, for his meritorious efforts in disseminating knowledge and exposing its hidden treasures, and for the opportunity he gave me to peruse this invaluable book. I am sure when the new edition reaches the hands of scholars, it will be a subject for serious research by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the end of the preface of, or the last paragraph that written in the preface, show that the book was written in Najaf by this great scholar. And hopefully, inshallah, in our next segment, we'll be reading a portion of the book for our dear listeners and for the benefit of our dear listeners. So please stay tuned.
Among the sacred texts we have received to help us understand where we came from and where we are going as a human race are most rich in helping us find our direction. They narrate stories of our past. But where have they brought us? Where are their messages now? Are we the people of belief, or have we become the people of the boxes? Is there wisdom trapped in our bookshelves? Bookshelves, bookshelves, bookshelves.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasir Ibrahim. The book that we introduce to our dear listeners is titled The Shia and Islamic Disciplines, written by the great Sayyid Hassan al-Sadr, Rahmatullah Alayh, translated by Brother Umar Kumo, and published by the Ahlul Bayt Wal Assembly in Iran. So obviously, the first chapter of this book, as we mentioned, the book is a book that deals with the Islamic disciplines and the, you know, precedence and the forwardness of the Shia in the Islamic sciences and in the Islamic disciplines. And what is amazing and what is, you know, more appropriate is that Sayyid Sadr begins the book with the Quranic sciences. Obviously, the Quran being the most important book for Muslims and for within Islam. So, chapter 1. The precedence of the Shia in Quranic sciences. This chapter comprises several sections, but it is necessary to note that the commander of the faithful, Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, was the first to classify Quranic sciences. He dictated 60 categories thereof, illustrating each through an example. This is found in a book which we relate on his authority through several chains of narration. It is the first source for all that is subsequently written on Quranic sciences. We still have a copy of this book. The first compilation of the whole Quran in the canonical order of revelation, which was done after the Prophet's demise, is that of the commander of the faithful, Ali, peace be upon him. The narrations that came transmitted, the narrations that came down to us from the household, from the household of the Prophet, to that effect are widely transmitted, mutawatira. While the Sunnis report in this respect are extensive, mustafida, we have cited some of them and have reviewed Ibn Hajar Asqalani's view in the unabridged version. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to truly understand the Islamic sciences and for us to become more acquainted with these Islamic sciences, and more importantly, the precedence of the scholars from the school of Ahlul Bayt alayhi Islam within these particular sciences. Inshallah, until next time, my dear brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasir Ibrahim on RIB English Radio.